the preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women old boys raised on shotguns.
Welcome to the show, folks.
We say grace, we say ma'am.
You are tuned into the Trump Phenomenon here on June 1st, 2017. And we'll be sharing the great, great news with you that Donald Trump has said goodbye to the Paris Agreement. And hallelujah, brothers and sisters, this is really important. And a good indication of how important it is the freak out, yet another left-wing freak out caused by Donald Trump. Welcome to our live show. George is with us from Maryland. Hi, George.
It's all about climate change, James.
Yeah. And the you folks are welcome to be here live with George and myself at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And, as is always the case, some of you out there in the audience know more about just about any of the topics that are discussed here on this show than George or myself or Paul from time to time. And so it's really appreciated when you detect that there's something important that we're missing and you call in. That is really valuable. So go for that. Tonight we're going to be talking about the Paris Agreement and what it was, what it is, and why it's so important to your future and mine that Donald Trump has the courage to ditch it.
What it was and now what it ain't.
Yeah, and the just emphasizing the importance of Donald Trump and the presidency of the United States. When our one nation checks out on one of these programs, notice that the program is gone. That's it. So the another very gratifying thing about this particular decision that demonstrates something about all of Donald Trump's decisions is his independence, demonstrated by the fact that very key people, now anybody out there who, if I get it wrong on any of these details, correct me, but my understanding is that Rex Tillerson didn't agree, Jared Kushner didn't agree, Ivanka, his daughter, did not agree. He had a number of very influential people saying, oh no, let's stick with the Paris Accord, Paris Agreement. And Donald Trump said, nope. I'm going to do my own thinking. And my own thinking is now what it was 6 months ago, what it was a year ago when I spoke on this subject. Climate change is a hoax. The Paris Agreement is a fraud on the American people. It's a robbery of the American people. And I'm not having anything to do with it. So this is great for those people who are worried that, well, you know, some this, that, or the other person who really doesn't share some of our views is going to have inordinate influence on Donald Trump. this should set you at ease on some of those worries. Because, you know, Ivanka pushed hard the other way. Kushner pushed hard the other way. And other people. And it was to no avail. As Donald Trump has said, I make my own decisions. Now, how good is it? Oh, well, listen to this. Here are the some of the stories. Chuck Schumer's reaction. Donald Trump has told the earth to drop dead.
No exaggeration in there, James.
John Kerry. Trump is putting America last. Celebrities, Hollywood. Crime against humanity. Obama bashes Trump. They're all jumping on. They're all having a nervous breakdown about this. And here, let's look at this story here. Europe to United States. The governments of Italy, France, and Germany Thursday flatly rejected U.S. President Donald Trump's offer to renegotiate the Paris Climate Accord. And here's their statement. This is Macron, Merkel, and Gentiloni. All of them left-wing frauds. Quote, we deem the momentum generated in Paris in December 2015 irreversible, and we firmly believe that the Paris Agreement cannot be renegotiated. There's a silly statement, isn't it? And by the way, that's a fundamental tenet of Marxism, is the inevitability of communism. They always preach this, that you can't go back.
It's like the Borg in the Star Trek. Resistance is futile. And
yes,
every single day we find that's a bunch of garbage.
Since it is a vital instrument for our planet, societies, and economies, unquote, the leaders of the three countries said in a joint statement. Earlier Wednesday, Donald Trump had announced that the U.S. would withdraw from the Paris Agreement and immediately begin negotiations to re-enter on terms that are, quote, fair to the United States, unquote. In other words, it would not be the Paris Agreement anymore at all. The statement by French President Emmanuel Macron, Italian Prime Minister Paolo Gentiloni, and German Chancellor Angela Merkel indicates that Europe would rather keep the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement than permit the U.S. to re-enter on more favorable terms. That likely means that the U.S. will remain out of the agreement for the foreseeable future. Very good. And folks, the Paris Agreement, we'll talk a little bit about this. You know, what is it? It's just a communist effort to throttle to throttle America, and then secondly to throttle economies like that of Germany, Great Britain, and France. And it's the other signatories. This is an interesting thing about it, George. I hope we'll find out more about this in the course of tonight's show. Apparently, the only countries that have not signed the Paris Accord are just a few countries. It's been signed around the world. Just a few odd holdouts. So Donald Trump is really bucking the tide here and really reversing the left-wing's progress with this. Let's go to another story.
This is a really good finger in the eye to the EU, who is climate change central. And this is a great egg on the faces of Macron and the fat tart in Berlin and lots of the other lefties. You're right.
Yep. Here's another. Now, this is all on Breitbart. So Breitbart's got this story covered correctly. It's all over their front page. So they have the right to the importance of this correct. Let me just go to a let's see here. Go to a couple of their stories. Well, they've actually got a few. They've actually got a story mislinked. They'll correct it here shortly. They have a few mislinks, but the Let's see here. Let's see what Chuck Schumer, always interesting to see what Chuck Schumer is thinking. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat of New York, posted a mock newspaper page on Twitter implying that the U.S. withdrawal from the Paris Climate Change Agreement was telling the Earth to drop dead. So this is a fake.
And Michael Moore had the same thing with just a little saltier language.
The caption on the image states, "Trump to Earth, drop dead," which Schumer tweeted shortly after Trump made the announcement on Thursday at the White House, The Hill reported. And Schumer also released a statement on Trump's decision. "President Trump's decision to withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement is a devastating failure of historic proportions," Schumer said. "Future generations will look back on President Trump's decision as one of the worst policy moves made in the 21st century because of the huge damage to our economy, our environment, and our geopolitical standing," unquote. But Trump replied that he made the decision to benefit the American people. And let me tell you, folks, it is immediately going to benefit all of us big time. He said, "In order to fulfill my solemn duty to protect America and its citizens, the United States will withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord," Trump said. And Vice President Pence opened the program in the Rose Garden by stating several campaign promises that President Trump had made and has kept thus far. Quote, "Thanks to President Trump, America is back," unquote, Pence said. Quote, "Our president is putting American jobs first," unquote. Let's just a little background here on the Paris Agreement. It was a little background history here. It was signed on April 22nd, 2016. So this is barely, the ink is still wet on this thing, just a little more than a year old. Signed in New York City. And it became effective on November 4th, 2016. It was ratified by 55 parties. And the signatories, 195 signatures, 148 parties. And it's this agreement is held at the by the Secretary General of the United Nations. And let's see here. The aims of the convention, described in Article 2, A, holding the increase in the global average temperature to well below 2 degrees centigrade above pre-industrial levels, and to pursue efforts to limit the temperature increase to 1.5 degrees centigrade, blah, blah, blah. That is hardly worth reading because it's all baloney. That is all doublespeak. So I'm not even going to read their goals. Well, what it amounts to is this. America, under this agreement, was going to have to put ironclad, horrible, draconian restrictions on everything we do that involves energy. Well, let's see. Can you think of something that doesn't involve energy? I can't.
Yeah, it was a one-way ticket into total economic ruin.
Yeah.
Third world status.
Yeah, from the car you drive, they were going to impose mileage requirements on cars that are out of this world, you know, like 100 miles per gallon. They were going to require factories that, you know, burn any kind of energy, you know, natural gas, oil, coal, for the emissions out of the smokestacks to be so clean, so free of anything that you could, you know, stick your face in the chimney and breathe there for the rest of your life and you wouldn't even get a headache. It's ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. And there's no science to it at all. There's no evidence that anything humans have done in the form of burning energy since the Industrial Revolution has had any adverse effect on anything on the globe. There's no evidence for global warming. There's some significant evidence for global cooling, or the fact that we're headed for a major ice age. So all of this based on bogus science, but the restrictions on you were not going to be bogus or imaginary or fantastical. They were going to be very, very real, and were going to affect everything you do, every city, county, state, federal decision. Every contract would have to be reviewed for its greenhouse effect, for its carbon, what do they call that? But anyway, it's carbon load.
It's the bloody carbon footprint.
Yeah, the carbon footprint.
You guzzler, you, James.
Yeah, but this would cover everything and would shackle everything. And then it would become a kind of a fake religion as people got themselves more and more worked into the...
Not very fake. That would be the national religion.
Yes.
Marxism and on steroids.
Yes. And Donald Trump calls it right when he says this is basically a giant transfer of wealth from the United States to other nations. Because other nations like China and India, the restrictions on them, first of all, the formal, you know, the putative restrictions on these nations are much, much less. But it really doesn't matter what the so-called restrictions on a country like China or India are they going to actually follow any restrictions? No, they're not. They might sign something and they'll say, "Oh yeah, we're going for a let's see, get your slide rule out here. We're going to go for emissions of 0.005672 per cubic blah, blah, blah." And then they would just do whatever the heck they want to do and then would simply lie and say, "Oh, our emissions, yes, we've achieved our emissions goals." And meanwhile, the Chinese would be burning the dirtiest coal they could find and dumping everything as they have done forever, dumping all their industrial waste right into their main rivers untreated. that wouldn't change. And India would do the same thing. They would dump their all their industrial waste into the Ganges to float down the river with all the dead bodies. So that the pilgrims who want to bathe in the Ganges could fight their way through all that debris, as they have been doing for thousands of years in India, and will probably continue to do. So, and then when you go to countries that are even more primitive than China and India, like Nigeria, or any of the African, you know, the black African governments, there would be no restriction on them whatsoever. There is no civilization there, as Donald Trump has pointed out. They're not part of the civilized world. And there would be a zero for them. But there'd be plenty of transfer of wealth from the United States to these other nations. Because as it becomes more difficult to manufacture in America, that advantages any other nation. If America can't make ball bearings anymore, somebody else is going to have to make them. If America can't make furniture anymore out of our wonderful stock of wood, well, then we have to ship our wood to some other country and have them make our furniture, because you might have to actually burn some oil. Yeah, go ahead, George.
You're all over it, James. So, yeah. The deindustrialization of America. What do we got? We've got 100 million adults who should be manufacturing and are not. Exactly the way the other side wants.
Yeah. And, in making America great again, folks, there was a time when America, well, when Henry Ford was manufacturing, I believe, more than half of the cars on planet Earth. Take a Ford and a Chevy. Still run 10 years like they should. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning
Best
in.
Of the free life behind us now.
We've got a comment waiting here from Al in South Carolina. So, Al, hang on. We'll get to you. We're talking tonight about the Paris Agreement, which today, a very historic day. You can tell your grandchildren about this one, June 1st. 2017, Donald Trump pulled the United States out of this bozo of an agreement. And the I'm looking at the Wikipedia article on it. Every nation on earth has signed this thing with just kind of trivial exceptions. Nicaragua hasn't signed it. Syria hasn't signed it. The Vatican hasn't signed it. But the Vatican has to join the United Nations. Here, I'll give you the name of it. These nations are members of something called the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. Now, what American has ever heard of the UNFCCC? You know, I'm reading it for the first time myself right there. The United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. This is how tyranny and dictatorship is imposed, with this kind of bureaucraties. Steve Bannon call it? The administrative state. This is... So all of these members of the UNFCCC have signed this thing. And America, Donald Trump, is the only exception. We would just withdrew. And the if you look at these, all these nations that signed, they don't have any obligations under this thing. For instance, Afghanistan, percentage of greenhouse gases that they generate. You know, they've all, this has all been calculated by these idiots, 0.05%, meaning Afghanistan, it's a free signature. Albania, 0.02%. Armenia, 0.02%. Austria, 0.21%. It means nothing to them. This is just a free throwaway signature for them. But what it does is it hobbles America. And let's see what Germany's role here. Germany would be hobbled too. Yeah. Yes. Well, not to the degree America is. Germany is credited with 2.5% of the world's greenhouse, whatever, burden in this treaty. But America, India, given 4% responsibility. But the United States, given by this treaty, or let's talk about that in a second, 18%. So we're given the lion's share. Nobody else has any percentage like ours. And the Rand Paul has made a very pointed objection to this. The dictator, Barack Hussein Obama, appointed himself, but he signed this thing. He signed America into this thing on his own personal say-so, never having submitted it to Rand Paul or the United States Senate for consideration or ratification. And Rand Paul said, hey, looks like a treaty to me. But Barack Obama, completely skirting the Constitution, he's willing to bind the United States. And not only does it look like a treaty, folks, this has the impact of dozens of treaties. This one signature, would change and cripple America more than scores of treaties that require Senate ratification. So this is beautiful. The Donald Trump undoing kind of the beauty of the fact that Obama avoided the whole constitutional process is that Donald Trump can undo it. Had it been ratified as a treaty, George, by the whole Senate, Donald Trump's task in getting it undone would be more difficult. We'll be right back, folks, after this short break.
Circling skies, tongue tied and twisted, just an earthbound mystery.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Provide.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
We're back, folks.
Well, I don't want no handout living and don't want a party.
Thanks for tuning in. We've got Al in South Carolina with us. Al, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, James, I just called in to support rational thinking, really. I think hysteria will prevail for the next few days. So it'll be important for us to remember Mr. Kipling's advice, if you can keep your head when all about you losing theirs and blaming it on you. And I want to congratulate you what you just said about science. Global warming is not now, never has been, science. So there's one person you'll not hear about amongst all the idiot entertainers. I just want to remember her. Don't recall her name, but a professor of geology, PhD in geology at Emory University, said in agreement with you, way back about 2010, I believe. Even though I don't recall her name, she said, current climate change discussion is not science.
Yes.
So you're in good company, James.
Yes. Well, Al, one of the great consequences of Donald Trump's really great decision today is that the point you're making will now be considered by the American people in a way that it hasn't in the past. The global warming hoax was being perpetrated like a lot of the left-wing programs without any rational debate. It was imposed upon us as political correctness. The left has gotten used to this, that they can impose all of their programs, as if this is just like school busing. School busing is a normal, oh my goodness, how could you oppose that? And abortion on demand, how could you oppose that? And this is how they do it. Well, global warming, you're right. It's never been good science. And in fact, the opposite, the refutation of the global warming hoax is, in fact, good science. Well, now, this good science, those folks, those great scientists who have, in fact, written great papers on the hoax of global warming, their material will now be read widely. And Donald Trump has has cracked off the lid on scientific discussion in universities and research institutes and on the public airwaves. So this is going to be great. And the left knows this. The left knows that when the president of the United States breaks out of the politically correct straitjacket, the game's over for them. There's no, Donald Trump has spoiled the entire game. If the United States pulls out of the climate agreement, it's over. And in this one act alone today on June 1st, 2017, all that we hope for, we got from Donald Trump, just in this one single act, more than we've gotten from any president before him. And he's done this over and over again. He'll do it again and again on different programs. He is restoring, he's making America great again. He's restoring sanity to the governing of our country. Go ahead, Al.
Well, thanks. You said exactly what was on my mind, so we're in sync. The only thing I would add in my own summary would be, it represents a real renaissance for us, doesn't it? Showing just exactly what the Trump phenomenon is all about. Rational thinking and truth-telling, for example. And again, even though we'll have to put up with all the hand-wringing and the name-calling for a few days, just hang in there and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you, Al. And, the hand-wringing and the wailing, what do you call it, George? Gnashing of teeth? Caterwaul. The caterwaul is George's term for it. That is, again, this is, the boomerang theory. This is going to boomerang on the left. All of this screeching and screaming, I think, serves only to further discredit the left in the eyes of America and to further expose to honest America that they have been victims of a massive fraud for more than half a century.
James, a lot of our nationalist friends jumped off the Trump bandwagon some months ago, weeks ago, had terrible things to say about the man. Is there a right winger, a patriot anywhere in the world who's not happy with this decision? I want to hear from it. If you're from the XYZ White Nationalist Party and you still think Donald Trump stinks, call the show. I want to talk to you.
Yeah, that's true. It's impossible for any patriot to miss the importance of exiting the Paris Accord And this really was a straitjacket. And this, you know, this is how the left works. They like to do things by subterfuge and by, end run.
That's why they're so angry, James. They're not going to be able to pull the wool over the eyes. They do things by, well, now they have to use naked force, and that doesn't work so well.
Yeah. And they're just not going to be able to put this toothpaste back in the tube. They're not going to be able to get America to sign on with a future Paris Agreement. And folks, Donald Trump nailed it. The whole point of the Paris Agreement is to cripple and to shackle the United States. So without the United States consenting to its own destruction, and that's what the whole left-wing program for America has been, the open borders, that's us consenting to our own destruction. The export of our jobs and our industry, that's us consenting. We've let it happen. And what does Donald Trump and the Trump phenomenon represent? It's America finally waking up and saying, no. We're not going to go into that dark night, and we are going to resist. We're going to protect ourselves. We're going to put America first, and we're going to make America great again. So this is just wonderful. And imagine, Donald Trump canceled. He was scheduled today to be in Cedar Rapids, and no explanation was given as to why he couldn't be there. I think we know the reason right here. Donald Trump knows how big this announcement is, and he really couldn't, being in Cedar Rapids with all the things going on with travel and marching in and out of airplanes and so on. No, he needed to be in the command headquarters with all of his troops arrayed around him as he announced this really historic decision, which he couldn't have known back when he scheduled the Cedar Rapids rally that he'd be making this decision today.
But I can hardly wait for my Pat Buchanan article. He'll probably wait until after the weekend. He'll say, thanks to Donald Trump, you finally listened to me and canceled the Paris Accord.
Well, let me go. Let me see. Now, Donald is wearing out all of our greatest commentators and so on. Ann Coulter can't keep up with him. Pat Buchanan can't keep up with him. The pace of things is just so great. Laura Ingraham was on Sean Hannity today, and she was very good. We might possibly squeeze in a little of that in tonight's show. But nobody can keep up with Donald Trump. I'm noticing here that Breitbart, my go-to page for news, they're not keeping up right now. You can tell if you run a website, if you've ever run a website, you can tell when the people running it are scrambling with their links, scrambling to get all their links to work. And right now, all the links on Breitbart are not, they haven't got it all down yet.
A couple of real watersheds this week, James.
Yeah.
George hereby announces, I thought the absolute turning point in the campaign was Hillary calling us all deplorables.
Right.
I mean, the energy that came out of that in the following 6 weeks, I think, turned the election. And James Comey, beating up Hillary at the end, it was too late. But having that nitwit red person hold up a severed Donald Trump head, I think that's every bit as momentous. I do. Every patriot in America, even ordinary people, are appalled by that. This disgusting pinko comedian decided that it's time to decapitate Donald Trump on national TV.
Well, let's listen. Let's listen to Donald Trump, this great American president today. Here's what he said. If we get this link to work.
It's resisting.
Well, I tell you, the website operators are scrambling. This is Breitbart, and they don't have this link working yet. So let me try another one. This is important. So let me get this. Somebody at Breitbart is just scrambling. I know what it's like. I've run websites. I run a couple websites. And while your audience is out there thinking you've got it all nailed and so on, you're scrambling to get your links right. And
it's always true. The internet giveth and the internet taketh away.
Yes. You're scrambling with links that don't work yet. Let's give a try here to YouTube and Paris announcement. Here we go. We should be able to get it. And I'll put June 1st on here. And we should be able to get it for you within 8 seconds. Let's see what we got here. This should be it. This is it. Got it. And I just have to move forward to, I go through Mike Pence. Here comes Donald Trump right here.
I would like to begin by addressing the terrorist attack in Manila. We're closely monitoring the situation, and I will continue to give updates anything happens during this period of time, but it is really very sad as to what's going on throughout the world with terror. Our thoughts and our prayers are with all of those affected. Before we discuss the Paris Accord, I'd like to begin with an update on our tremendous, absolutely tremendous economic progress since Election Day on November 8th. The economy is starting to come back, and very, very rapidly. We've added $3.3 trillion in stock market value to our economy and more than 1 million private sector jobs. I've just returned from a trip overseas where we concluded nearly $350 billion of military and economic development for the United States.
Now, I hate to pause something as beautiful as that. Let's go forward and see if I can get to the Paris statement.
Distribution. One by one, we are keeping the promises I made to American people during my campaign for president. Whether it's cutting job-killing regulations, appointing and confirming a tremendous Supreme Court justice, putting in place tough new ethics rules, achieving a record reduction in illegal immigration on our southern border, or bringing jobs, plants, and factories back into the United States.
I hate to pause, to skip that. Let's go forward.
In order to fulfill my solemn duty to protect America and its citizens, the United States will withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord Thank you.
This is at the White House in the Rose Garden.
Thank you.
Beautiful sight.
But begin negotiations to re-enter either the Paris Accord or in really entirely new transaction on terms that are fair to the United States, its businesses, its workers, its people, its taxpayers. So we're getting out, but we will start to negotiate, and we will see if we can make a deal that's fair. And if we can, that's great. And if we can't, that's fine. As president, I can put no other consideration before the well-being of American citizens. The Paris Climate Accord is simply the latest example of Washington entering into an agreement that disadvantages the United States to the exclusive benefit of other countries, leaving American workers, who I love, and taxpayers to absorb the cost in terms of lost jobs, lower wages, shuttered factories, and vastly diminished economic production. Thus, as of today, the United States will cease all implementation of the non-binding Paris Accord and the draconian financial and economic burdens the agreement imposes on our country. This includes ending the implementation of the nationally determined contribution and, very importantly, the Green Climate Fund, which is costing the United States a vast fortune. Compliance with the terms of the Paris Accord and the onerous energy restrictions that is placed on the United States could cost America as much as 2.7 million lost jobs by 2025, according to the National Economic Research Associates. This includes 440,000 fewer manufacturing jobs, not what we need.
Pause it right there. This is pure poetry. We'll see you in just a minute.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our
organic
goat milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
That song. Just have a few minutes left. And I want to give, I'll tell you what, I should have devoted more of the show today to just listening to Donald Trump. He talks, he gave a 1.5-hour talk in the Rose Garden. I'm going to cut off my voice and go back to Donald Trump's. We're only going to get a few minutes. I'm going to go right now to his close. A very brilliant decision by Donald Trump. He has an audience there in the Rose Garden of patriots. Not these monkeys from the media. He has patriots, and so they're thrilled, and they're clapping, and they look wonderful. What a smart thing to do instead of, the heck with these media people. The president is not obligated to stand in front of these clowns. Bring in your own audience. Here he is, ending this half hour. By the way, you've got to listen to the whole thing. Brilliant analysis of our economy. A brilliant man. Listen to this.
It is time to put Youngstown, Ohio, Detroit, Michigan, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, along with many, many other locations within our great country, before Paris, France. It is time to make America great again. Thank you. Thank you.
Standing ovation. And now let me give you just another second. Earlier in the speech, here he is. This is so beautiful in the Rose Garden. We've never seen anything like this. Oh, my gosh. You wouldn't think you'd live to see this. It would even be possible. Here he is in the middle of his talk. Let me just give you a few more seconds before we run out of time. This is one of the great speeches ever by an American president.
After 2020, and nobody even knows where the money is going to. Nobody's been able to say, where is it going to? Of course, the world's top polluters have no affirmative obligations under the Green Fund, which we terminate. America is $20 trillion in debt. Cash-strapped cities cannot hire enough police officers or fix vital infrastructure. Millions of our citizens are out of work, and yet, under the Paris Accord, billions of dollars that ought to be invested right here in America will be sent to the very countries that have taken our factories and our jobs away from us. So think of that.
Bingo.
There are serious legal and constitutional issues as well. Foreign leaders in Europe, Asia, and across the world should not have more to say with respect to the U.S. economy than our own citizens and their elected representatives. Thus, our withdrawal from the agreement represents a reassertion of America's sovereignty.
Oh, wow. George, we live to hear that.
Oh, you know, clear conscience. Now we can call for some resignations. It's time for Charles Schumer to resign. Chuck, this is important stuff. You supported that catastrophe in Paris. You need to resign.
Yeah. This half hour, folks will have much more to say about this in future editions of the Trump Phenomenon. I hope you go on YouTube. It's there. Donald Trump for half an hour. The most beautiful words ever spoken by an American president. We'll see you again with whatever Donald Trump comes up with next in our next installment of the Trump Phenomenon. See you tomorrow.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.